It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it. Because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. Today is, of course, Tuesday, August the 19th. Time right now is 5:03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which can only mean one of two things. Either you, A, just got finished listening to Alcohol by Volume with your host, Kevin, and you want to see what this show is about, or you have tuned in to morelikeradio.com to listen to My Time Now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, and the King of Kings, Johnny Five. How you doing? How's everybody doing? Great? Good. I hope so. I'm doing rather well myself. My phone is vibrating for no good reason. No good reason whatsoever. Nope. Actually, that's Kevin. That's Kevin posting his show highlights in the group chat. So, Kevin, we meet again, good sir. How's everything? Show's doing well? I hope so. Thank you, Sully, for tuning in, checking the show out. I know it's quite difficult with you at work and what have you, starting some shit. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about today, actually. Got a new music from an artist, dope artist, that goes by the name of Miranda Writes. Hopefully I am getting that right. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people, when you send music, make sure that it is formatted correctly, which means that you need to have everything in order, i.e. it needs to have the title of the song, it has to have the title of said album that it may be on, as well as your name. Because I mean, on days when I get a lot of different tracks, it's extremely hard to remember whose song is what. However, checking in with the email, Miranda Writes is correct, and that's Miranda Writes spelled W-R-I-T-E-S. So I'm loving the play on words here. We got two what I'm gonna call exclusive tracks from her, as well as part three of my, what do I call it, man, the Conqueror saga. First was the Eater of Worlds, then was Follow the Buzzers, and now I'll be dropping the Pale Horseman today, which will be available for download on audiomac.com tonight, tomorrow, probably tomorrow, though. So look out for that. I will be posting it on both My Time Now as well as Sir Darkseid. If you want to like that page, that's facebook.com/Sir. I mean, Darkseid Rules, actually, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D. We're also going to get back into the regular flow of things. We're going to talk about T.I. joining Marvel's cast of Ant-Man. I'm not liking it. Pineapples. Shut it down. Somebody by the name of Deletististi, some stupid nigga, makes fun of Robin Williams' suicide. So you know I'm going to have a field day with that guy. Chuck D explains how the U.S. Constitution inspired Public Enemy logo, as well as more TI news, Oxford Dictionary's interesting development, and I may or may not touch this whole Ferguson shit. Not really sure yet. But all of that and more to come soon, later, in a minute, in a few, in a little while. 5 to 10. 10 to 5? 25? I don't know. Getting weird now. So we're just going to keep it moving. Something new by X-Phase, Heave Street. This is a more like radio, My Time Now, just favorite. X-Phase is just we can't wait for you to just blow up and just become bigger than anything that we've ever seen. You know, we had Chris Miles. Chris Miles has since forgotten about us. That's okay, Chris. We remember you. And we wish you the best of luck, X. We hope when you blow up, you do not forget about us. And you come back and you bring us some of that mainstream love that everyone loves so much. So, this is something new featuring Heave Street. It's My Time Now, baby. Hashtag, what time is it? I don't know. I'm still working on something. You guys just going to have to work with me. Gosh, stop judging me. Jesus.
Dash to the P and to the H,
A-Z-E.
Back onto the basic,
A-B-C.
Yes, but I'll be shipping it
in,
flipping it
to,
fixing it, giving it
room,
within a different
school.
Karate chop the game with a
pow.
Rip your tat and put it back like
wow.
Riggity row. Are you kidding me now? Minute a minute, a minute again, I'm a biggity bow. Because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum. I can't
believe
what my eyes have seen. Music has become a magazine. It's all about the
looks,
the physical appeal. What happened to the
skill?
Even keeping it
real.
What's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new.
Something new.
Looking for someone true. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Find me in the tri-state, that is what I real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap. I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back. But dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run a tough
title, that white kid is. I don't think we're having fun yet, and that bothers me, so we're gonna run that back right now. This is something new, X-Phase featuring Heave Street. You guys just take it all in, okay? Because My Time Now provides that something new that you all need. It's just a fact of life. Hashtag fuck the source.
Dash to the P and to the H,
A-Z-E.
Onto the basic
ABC.
Is when I'll be shipping it
in,
flipping it
to,
fixing it, giving it
room,
within a different
school.
Karate chop the game with a
pow.
Rip your tat and put it back like
wow.
Riggity row. Are you kidding me now? Minute a minute, a minute again, I'm a biggity bow. Because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum. I can't
believe
what my eyes have seen. Music has become a
magazine.
It's all about the
looks,
the physical appeal. What happened to the
skill?
Even keeping it
real.
What's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone true.
Someone true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Street?
find me in the tri-state, that is where the real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap, I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back with dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run and tell Vibo that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm like though, you heard me alright bro. Check my rap genius, that ain't a fucking typo. And I will never let up on Vendetta, cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather. Shit, I'll admit you rich, bitch, if you admit we better. We clever, put words together like the greatest rappers ever. I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. The people think they found it, but I don't think the crowd fits, so I'm
just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone true.
One true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Foolish, the stupid truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in. Vision is blurry cause your bulb's too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Harass literally looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. See, to me you're just a male version of the baby, 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 oh guy. You're shitting boy all the time, cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless, and nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching
for something new. Just looking for
something new. Just looking for someone true.
Someone true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something thin do.
Original art is never created in a safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge, push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
Off the Dangerous Gentlemen album, this is Lord Willin with Posse Beatdown, yeah. Featuring Godzilla, Big O, Absolute Carnage, and Joe Pesci.
Only time you making noise, why vet on his job on that nature boy. Woolly shit rage on him like we're taking boys. Singing to the cops, mimicking Drake and Lloyd. Head nodding in approval, locked in a trance. I seen it coming like my kids, sonogram. If you ain't seen my machete, it's not my brand. My come up is built on skill and solid plans. My payback, a grenade blast in a made trap. That'll catch you slipping, parked in the Maybach. It'll bang louder than a beat by A-Rab. Get touched like I'm eating, and we playing tag. Got him
trained to display skill. On the mic, I'm top billing. Hit him with some top notch for the homie Lord Willin. Live from the grid when I spit his bare knuckle. Respect the format as well as the crustle. Stick to your day gig shift. Every bar is a tomahawk with a loop of his eyes. With the stance and kicks. Courtesy of Wolf Assassin, the beat killer. On feats, I defeat foes like pagan sinners. On beats, I expose the frail and weak. On speed, you die, drop filler. There's none as unique. Born with the talents of a street brand brain. Holly Productions at the breeze of bits and remnants.
I had enough of y'all till you labeled a sucker cock. A bunch of faggots flaming, but when you spitting, you was nothing hot. Fuck the talk, thought you could steal from me. You talk to their hands on me like comedians with puppet props. Fuck your pot, stop speaking out of your fucking twat. Handling my substances, couldn't tell if I'm drunk or not. Run inside your spot, tearing your shit. Give you hell on a track like a Sparrow and Biss. When I'm in the crowd, the audience is fearful. That's a loser beast, they should've told you to be careful. Long as my beard's full, change it into a werewolf. Under the full moon, your girl's getting a hair pull.
Yo, I'm off balance, brain hangs in the dark palace. It's all madness when you paint off a God's palace. Four patterns we emerge when you call Alice. I drag chains in the halls so my palms callous. Raw telling at the boombox, master of the puppets, stay rougher than the rooftop. Jewels drop, leave the microphone in booth hot. You can compare, trying to jerk off in the two sides, dude stop. Rhyming when I stumble in, drunk and gin, playing duck hunt with slugs puckering. Blood sucking freaks that seek suffering. Plus my internet beef I eat needs buffering. Fuck it, man, I'm buzzing off of six packs. Bludgeoning your click if you're fronting like my shit's whack. y'all could eat a dick bitch and drown slow.
Back slap rappers, never fuck with whack rappers. I'm in the trap with a pack and a stack mattress. OE brewing, never mind what we doing. The rap M Jordan, y'all chumps be youing. Lord willing, hope
this. Hi, Dan, this is, you know, I'm just now actually like listening to this. This is that classic, just back in the day, raw, rugged, just come at your throat, just. Murder music right here, man. We gonna run that back too. We having a run it back day, man. We should change the name of this show to Track and Field.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Check it out.
What you know about this? Lord willing, Posse Beatdown.
Only time you making noise. Wine vet on his job on that nature boy. Really shit rage on him like we're taking boys. Singing to the cops, mimicking Drake and Lloyd. Head nodding in approval, locked in a trance. I seen it coming like my kids. Sonogram. If you ain't seen my machete, it's not my brand. My come up is built on skill and solid plans. My payback, a grenade blast in a made trap. That'll catch you slipping. I'm parked in a Maybach. It'll bang louder than a beat by A-Rab. Touch like I'm eating, we playing tag. Got him.
Drain to display scale on the mic, I'm top billing. And I'm with some top notch for the homie, Lord willing. Live from the grid when I spit his bare knuckle. Respect the format as well as the grustle. Stick to your day game shift. Every bar is a tomahawk with a loop going sides with the stance and kicks. Courtesy of Wolf Assassin, the beat killer. On feats, I defeat foes like pagan sinners. On beat, I expose the frail and weak. On speed, you die, drop filler. There's none as unique. Born with the talents of a street rat.
Tell your label to suck a cock. A bunch of faggots flammable. When you spitting, you was nothing hot. Fuck the talk. Thought you could steal from me. You talk to the hands on me like comedians with puppet props. Fuck your pot. Stop speaking out of your fucking twat. Handling my substances, couldn't tell if I'm drunk or not. Run inside your spot, tearing your shit. Give you hell on a track like it's Pharaoh and Biss. When I'm in the crowd, the audience is fearful. That's a loser beast. They should've told you to be careful. Long as my beer's full, change it into a werewolf. Under the full moon, your girl's getting a hair pull.
Pellets, brain hangs in the dark pellets. It's all menace when you paint off a God's pellets. Four patterns we emerge when you call Alice. I drag chains in the hall so my palms callous. Raw telling at the boom box. Master of the puppets, stay rougher than the rooftop. Jewels drop, leave the microphone in booth hot. You can't compare, trying to jerk off in the two sides. Dude, stop. Rhyming when I stumble in, drunk and gin. Playing duck hunt with sluts puckering. Blood sucking freaks that seek suffering. Plus my internet beef I eat needs buffering. Fuck it, man, I'm buzzing off a six pack. Bludgeoning in your click if you're fronting like my shit's whack. It's sad. Get you nothing but the brown nose eating shit. Y'all could eat a dick bitch and drown slow. Back slap rappers, never fuck with whack rappers. I'm in the trap with a pack and a stack mattress. OE brewing, never mind what we doing. The rap M Jordan, y'all chumps be youing. Lord willing, hope to see another quarter million. My pen is like a sword swing and that recording kill him. I bet your daughter feel him, bet she be the name cousin. These lanes buzzing over bullshit, it ain't flushing. I'm out and flushing with some shit I just smuggled through customs. Head rushing, blood pumping from bumping percussion. I get money with Russians, I get money with guineas. France taking all my money for bundles of Henny. We be puffing on plenty, shorty, I'm fucking her face. Troll, Pesci, Lord willing, we up in the place. Got them loving the bass, shit, you giving them treble. Raising hell on the track and don't dance with the devil.
This is a cut above like a slash on your forehead. You're softer than foreskin, my kin will leave you all dead. I'm out for the bread, like hijack in a bakery. Reality check, got no concern for your fakery. You must be mistaking me for someone who gives a fuck. Rap on me, you're better off playing chicken with a Mack truck. Your style is mad butt like a pissed off stripper. You're a bitch and I'm Jack the Ripper. Murder.
I built out of the week every time I speak. Belligerent lyricist with these MCs. You get your chin broke off.
Nigga, fuck up, kid. You face the circumstance. You ain't busting off, just shooting the breeze. Breeze, breeze.
See how I'm flipping. Detailed with nothing, nothing missing.
The man said, you ain't busting off just shooting the breeze. I mean, come on now. If you don't take insult to that, and you a fake gangster, then I don't know. I don't know what you're doing with your life when you get it together. So listen, man. Every so often, the world just sends me into complete and utter regress, shock, and awe. And I remember the first time this happened was when the dictionary added Homer's dope to its book of shit that we should know. So now, when our kids' kids are, you know, they're like, I don't know what dope means, they can go fucking look it up in the dictionary. Well, the dictionary just got a lot dumber as Oxford Dictionary adds YOLO to the online catalog. I don't know why? It's not even a word. It is a fucking, what are they called? A damn anagram? I think it's an anagram. One of those things. It's not an abbreviation. Yeah, it's an anagram. It's a goddamn anagram. Why is it? What the heck, world? The Oxford English Dictionary just got a little thicker. No, it didn't. Or at least the online database has incrementally more words as Drake's famous term. First off, it's not really that. Well, okay, maybe it's a little famous. I don't know. I don't think it's that fucking big. Famous term YOLO was recently added to their online edition. By the way, that's how it starts. Just in case you guys are like, oh, well, see, Johnny, calm down. You're just overreacting. It's just online. No, it's fucking, that's how it starts online. Then it gets printed to publication, okay? I'm not an idiot. Jesus. The acronym, what did I say? Did I say anagram? I meant acronym. Abbreviation is something completely different. So, and I don't even know what the fucking anagram is. I should look that shit up later. The acronym for You Only Live Once will now be among other phrases such as FML, didn't even know that. I'm getting angrier by the board. SMH and other real words. Those aren't real words. Kanye West's term cray also made it to the dictionary. Yep. So now there's crazy and now there's cray. We're getting dumber, people. And if you don't believe me, just open a dictionary and try to learn something new, because it'll be full of YOLO, FML, SMH, and cray. Yep. That's what's happening. Oh, snap. Amazeballs is in there, though. That's awesome. I use that word. I feel like I coined the word amazeballs, but clearly not, because it ended up in a dictionary. I'm a little bit happy about amazeballs, though. Love amazeballs. Binge watch, hate watch, don't know what that is, and douchebaggery. I feel like douchebaggery should have been in the dictionary for a minute. But apparently those were also terms added to the dictionary. Drake's first public use of the phrase was back in 2011 on the track Motto from his album Take Care. There's been a bit of controversy as to whether Drake actually coined the phrase. Complex compiled a list of 11 instances where the acronym was used before 2011. Who gives a fuck? Like, why is this a thing? Why are we arguing over who coined what phrase first? I mean, you know, so what? I coined amazeballs and somebody else famous used it and now it's in the dictionary. I'm not all upset about it. You know, I just want some royalties. A little paycheck would be nice. A thank you, for one. Jesus Christ. And if I hear someone using Cool Beans and Awesome Sauce, I'm just going to slap faces off of faces. But I'm just saying, I digress. It's not about me right now. It's about YOLO and stupid Oxford Dictionary. Like, why are we doing this? Can we just all start making up words and just put it in a dictionary? I feel like that would be awesome. I feel like the rest of the world would be like, oh my goodness, America, you're so stupid. YOLO's not a word. Neither is FML, SMH, or cray. Like, do you understand that this shit is only happening in America? Like, in Japan, there's never going to be a word in Japanese for the word cray. Spanish, not happening. And I'm awfully sure they're not going to be using these type of literary genius words in Australia, Britain, and fucking France. Let's go with France. Who cares? Russia, not going to be a translation for YOLO. It's just going to be YOLO, and it's just going to be said ironically. So I want you guys to think about that for the rest of the week. YOLO, coming to a dictionary near you. Yep, that's happening. That's going to be your kids. Can you imagine in school, there are going to be trade publications where there's going to be writers using YOLO, and there's going to be one kid who raises his hand and is like, teacher, what does YOLO mean? And she's going to bust out an F-off dictionary, and she's going to look the word up. She's gonna explain that shit to your kids. Now, explain that to your kids. I guess at multitasking, I am way less better than Kevin, which is ironic because Kevin just gets drunk his entire show. But I take this brief intermission from that song to read what Western Echo in the chat room left. An anagram, a word, phrase, or name formed by rearranging the letters of another, such as cinema, formed from Iceman. Oh, that's an awesome game. I love that game. Really, that's what an anagram is? How the fuck do I know that word? That's weird. He also says, I hope under douchebaggery, the definition, it says, see this dictionary. Like that. Well played, sir. And YOLO. A valid reason to shoot someone in the face after hearing it come out of their mouth, and I couldn't agree more. We're going to get into this song, Famous, by artist. I don't know, because whoever this artist is did not follow my guidelines. But I like the song, so I play the song. But I wish I knew who sung it, but you didn't do the right parameters. So now it has no artist name, no album name, nothing. It's just Famous. So, ironically, you want to be famous, but you're not working really hard at it.
Made her fall in love. that she bout designer shit. This bitch look like a Navajo. I put her on the team, but no, she not a hoe. She mix it with the spice, she make that bottle go. Oh, remix, baby, tell me your favorite song. I'll show you how to sing it better. It's so good, I let her see my niggas. Gotta let her win it, everything on me. This shit simple. Turn it over, turn it over. Let her face the pillow that make her feel like she the best. Even though we know she ain't perfect, we make her feel like she the best.
That song was. Want to know who sang it? Want to know where you can find it? Well, guess what? This guy has all of his parameters done correctly, so I can tell you. The name of that song was The Best. The artist, Manny Phantom. And the album, it's The Best Single. You can get it on SoundCloud and iTunes, if I'm not mistaken. Now, you see how much better that is when you give me all of your information? Yeah. Try it sometime. It might work wonders for your career. In other miscellaneous news, T.I. joins Marvel's Ant-Man cast, and I am immediately turned off by the entire movie, as I hate T.I. as an actor, as a person, as a rapper, and as an all-around human fucking being. Now, that's not to say that he's all bad. He did go to jail for that brief period of time, and I really, really enjoyed that. T.I. has been cast in Marvel's Ant-Man, according to The Hollywood Reporter. T.I. joins a cast that includes Bobby Cannavale, Judy Greer, John Slattery, Corey Stoll. Who are these people? These are the craziest names I've ever seen listed in a row. Michael Douglas, I mean, yeah, that's normal. But then you got Evangeline Lilly. Those are some ridiculous names. I think all those people need to legally change their names to something else. But yeah, Ant-Man's coming soon. July 17th, apparently, 2015. I just don't know how I feel about T.I. being in an Ant-Man movie. And I only brought that up because it is Ant-Man. And Marvel's next tier of movies just, oh my goodness gracious. Me, oh my. I was reading an article the other day. Since Guardians of the Galaxy was such a phenomenal hit, they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger on the Inhumans, and I am so excited about that, because it's going to have Black Bolt in it, and that's just F-off amazing. And for those of you who don't know who Black Bolt is, I highly recommend that you look him up, but I will give you this bit of information. The man's powers are ridiculous, so I'm awfully sure it's going to be some dumbed-down version of Black Bolt, or the villain in it's just got to be crazy. But Black Bolt can whisper and destroy half the planet with his voice. From a whisper. Yeah, I'm going to take a moment of silence and let that set in. Imagine you whispering something to someone, but instead of you whispering something to someone, you whispered some shit and half the planet just got destroyed. A moment of silence. Yeah, that's some real shit. It's a thing with him. Whatever he manifests, whatever he thinks, he can manifest into reality. Yeah, just like that. Just boom, out of anti, just whatever he wants. Just change it into whatever he needs. Yeah, that's a thing. Oh, yeah, and his sidekick has the ability to tell him what his opponent's weakness is. What type of shit is this? He's a ridiculous hero, and I can't wait to see how they do him in movie format. That's the Inhumanes, a great comic book run, by the way. Look all those things up. I guarantee you'll like the way you look. But T.I. in Ant-Man, he better just be T.I. in Ant-Man. Like, he better be playing himself in Ant-Man. Because that's the only way it makes sense to me. Because he better sure as hell not be a doctor of any kind. Like, scientist? Mm-mm. I don't believe you have the dialect, sir, to pretend that you're smart. I've heard you speak several times. And two of those times, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. But nope, you're a fucking moron. So, moving on. What are we going to move on to? Western Echo is considering watching Lost. Oh, they're trying to show me who the fuck Evangeline Lilly... See? Can't even say it. Evangeline Lilly is. And apparently she was in Lost. And I wasn't a big fan of Lost. That movie, fucking series had me lost. Every time I turn it on, I don't know what the hell is going on. In other TI-related news, he compares paperwork to Outkast's Aquemini and Jay-Z's Blueprint. During an interview with MTV News, Atlanta rapper T.I. revealed that his upcoming album, Paperwork, the motion picture, will be part of a trilogy. He stated that there is too much music and the records are too diverse for all of this material to be placed on one project. He later compared his upcoming album, which he described as soulful, to the likes of Jay-Z's The Blueprint and Outkast's Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. Yeah, that's a word. Like, it's like one word. It's really hard to say because it's one word. It's a thing, okay? I know how to read, assholes. And Aquemini albums. And before I really sink my teeth into the meat of this article, I'll read on. This is a trilogy, T.I. said. We have decided to make this album this project trilogy because it was too much music and too all over the place or too diverse to just kind of put it in one particular album at one time. I want to reread that because at no point should an artist go, it was either this or this. I don't really know exactly how I feel about my own music, but it was definitely too much madness for one album, which is essentially what he said. And I will reread the line because it was just too much music and too all over the place or too diverse. Those are two very different things, T.I. All over the place is scatterbrain. No real genre. It's like one song is rap, one song is rock, the other song might be R&B, and then for no reason you just got some country shit in there. That's all over the place. Now, diverse is a completely different set of things. You know? Like, either it's too diverse or it's too all over the place. Like, more diverse. You got fast rap, slow rap, you got, you know, the R&B, the upbeat tempo, you know, the club shit, and you got the slow, let's make love. You know, that's a little bit more in the realm of diverse, you know. All over the place, diverse, two different things, jackass. He goes on to say, too much food for people to digest. We decided that we would kind of streamline this first album, and the sound sonically of this one is, it's soulful, musical. See, my eye is twitching now. I get real upset. It's musical. Well, T.I., I would hope that it's fucking musical because it's a music album with music on it. What else would it be? Now, if you said it was poetic, I'd be like, that sounds interesting. Or if someone said this poem is musical, I would say, wow, that sounds great. But for you to say that your music's going to sound musical, it's just, does that make sense to you, T.I.? See, this goes back to what I was saying in the first article that I read about you where I said that you couldn't play a doctor because you're an idiot? Case in point, right here. I rest my case, Your Honor. I believe that the only sentence here is fucking death. But I digress. Yeah, he goes into comparing it to, you know what, I'm not going to read the rest of this shit. I'm just going to get mad. He's an idiot. He speaks on Young Thug, and I just, boy, you know, I have to. See, I also addressed fellow artist Young Thug's verse on his record about the money. At one point in the interview, the Hustle Gang helmsman even referred to Thug's busting out the bando lyric as the line of the century. Now, I don't have a lot of money, but I am pretty sure that I can make this offer. I would give $1,000 to anybody who can make busting out the bando sound like the line of the century to me, because I guarantee you there's nothing that you can say that would make me look at that line and go, holy shit, that's the dopest line I've ever heard of the century. The century. The century. I want you guys to take that into consideration here. Not the month, not the year, not even the decade. No. The fucking century. The line of the century. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't even think I'm going to do this anymore. T.I. makes me not want to do a show because he's just so stupid. Just ridiculous. Now, to get back into what really brought my attention to this album is it goes back to what I've been saying time and time and time and time and time again, is that how can you call something a classic before it's even out? Like, you know, like, it's one thing to say to me, it sounds like, or the type of music on it is the type of music that was on. But to be like, it's in the same caliber and it's on the same field as Blueprint or Aquemini before it's even out, before it's even like, how can you, you can't say that. Like, that's stupid. Furthermore, Jay-Z and Outkast are just phenomenal artists. Like, they are intricate storytellers. It's uncomparable. You are a terrible person altogether. Like, nothing you do is good. I haven't heard anything from you that has ever made me go, wow, T.I.'s that guy. No. If anything, I've been like, wow, T.I.'s that guy, to make me hate rap music, like all of it together, like in one. Like, you look like an old ass Bow Wow, and that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about now, but I was just looking at the picture that's on the article here, and you just look like an old Bow Wow, and I want you to know that you are a terrible person. Don't think I forgot about that shit you said to Angel Azalea Banks, punching her in the face. You grown ass man just got out of jail talking about beating the crap out of a female. I mean, am I supposed to like, even if I liked your music, I wouldn't like it now. Like, you're just a No, T.I., sir, your album's not gonna be like Aquemini, and it's not gonna be like Blueprint. It's gonna be like your other albums, which were all terrible, shitty albums, and the only people who bought it were those people that lived in section project music. That's what it is. It's project music, okay? You make good project music. However, anyone that doesn't live in a project or who isn't a rich white kid hates your music. And that's just the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Western Echo in the Room says, for something to be a classic, it has to have been around long enough and become a standard of a sort. Long enough and relevant. Exactly. And Sully said, like Ghostbusters, that's a classic, and it's damn true. You can watch Ghostbusters when it first came out, or I could pop it on right now and watch it and be like, this is an amazing movie. Just like Short Circuit. Watch Short Circuit when it came out, watch Short Circuit now, and I'm still like, this is an amazing movie. Godfather, Those are classics. To get into the realm of music, Extinction Level Event, classic. Nas's I Am, classic. Eminem's The Slim Shady EP, classic. These are classics. Kendrick Lamar's Good City Mad Kid or whatever the fuck this stupid thing is called, not a classic. And certainly nothing T.I. has done has ever been a classic. Aside from Go to Jail, and we wish that you would do that more and just not come back. That would be like, that would be classic. See? You want to make a classic? Go to jail. Stay there. Let's save the kids from your stupidity and your ignorance. Because I'll tell you what's not the line of a century. Busting out the bando. Not the line of the century. Yeah, that's not a thing, bro. Not a thing. Not even a little bit of a thing. Not even half a thing. That's not even a particle of a thing. Not even. Not even a particle of a thing. Yep. You're an idiot. And with that being said, let's get into Trust Nobody by Leek Summers. I bet you we can find some lines of the century in here if fucking busting out the bando is line of a century. Have you guys heard my music? What the f- busting out the bando.
Suck it till you pop it, shorty, we ain't tell. Shots fired, rock, rock. It's the niggas, pussy popping, pistols popping. Wait a minute, what's the issue? We are ballers, we are players. This ain't the time to get famous. I feel some type of way. I'm strangers, that's just me though. Till the four times off, but with your kind, get no time to check. Tryna co-sign for the campaign. You ain't that man, stay in your lane. Get back to the back burner. My story's his story, like that. Tell her, tryna make a meal off, but I feel as a peel off. My
I'm not afraid to die.
don't. We don't trust anybody. We don't trust anybody in the mainstream right now or ever. But you want to know who we do trust? We do trust people that we meet on the Twitter. On the Twittergram, that's who we trust. And we trust them because they always provide us with great music. Great music like Miranda writes. So, with that being said, without further ado, we're going to play the first exclusive of the day. This is Beauty and the Beast by Miranda Wright, and it is effing amazing. I do want to quote, however, White Ass Brent in the room who says, T.I. stinks. I had a T.I. 99, and the only game I could play on it was Space Invaders and the Hunt for Wumpus. Yeah. In the chat room, that just happened.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! What is he's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Wore all black with a gun strap. Would I fit the role? Would you buy that? Or a mini skirt, something real short with some cleavage showing, a tight shirt. Would that be enough for the public eye? Would that get me play? Would that get me by? I'm a samurai. I hear angels cry like the wolf at night when the moon shines. The moon fades, then the sun rises. I let my face show, cause I can't hide. Beauty sells, so does clothes. My mouth opens and the truth unfolds. It's a beast in me, it's my inner peace that keeps me strong as my thoughts unleash. What gives me growth in this world I know? Blood is warmth, skin is cold. I'm a samurai in the dark night. I'm a dark knight when the moon's bright. I'm a lone wolf when the sun sets. I'm a lioness when the people roar. I'm a warrior when the bullets come. I'm a beast when the battle's won. I'm the balance of all, I am the beast. Stranger, I feel the heart, I see their pain. I know there's love in everything. I built my army as rock boulders with a tank. You can't hold us. Transformation, take a shape. Fit your moment, find your place. A lion hunts, kills its prey. It has a thirst, yet a place. I see the light, I watch the beast. I sense the struggle, the inner peace. We all leave, we all consume. Is old. Power lives, so does hope. I'm a samurai in the dark night. I'm a dark knight when the moon's bright. I'm a lone wolf when the sun sets. I'm a lioness when the people roar. I'm a warrior when the bullets come. I'm a beast when the battle's won. I'm the balance of all. I am the beast. I am beauty. I am beast. It's up to her, so we wear a smile. Pain burns, it can last a while. So just pick the weapons. Chose my mind, one of the few alive on the front line. They say death is when your heart stops its beat. Death lives, it walks the streets. It chooses victims, knows the weak. Tries to snatch, hide and seek. I know my worth, I am the torch. A source of light on this deviled earth. I keep flowing, keep showing. I will be the queen of jungles. As it rumbles, as it fumbles, I will take the struggles of the innocent. In between, in and out, unseen. With my heart, I am me, I will lead. The moon's bright, I'm a lone wolf when the sun sets. I'm a lioness when the people roar. I'm a warrior when the bullets come. I'm a beast when the battle's won. I'm the balance of all. I am the beast. I am beauty. I am beast.
Yes, beauty. In the Beast. Miranda Rice, we got another track coming from her a little bit later called Knowledge of Self. So look out for it. It is happening. It is happening. It's going down only on morelikeradio.com. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and we're going to be right effing back right after these messages. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great. They don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now, now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities.
Yeah.
And now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. What?
Very birdy.
After the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
You can trust us, we're hot. Is a show just for girls?
Phone on silent.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really, really sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do it now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust us, we're hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Alec, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Alec, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, but down, bow down, wow, diddy, wow, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol Boy Volume. Marvel as he winds his way from the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this is a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air, and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use us to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too. You remember?
Yeah. AJ, you pay it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold Like This happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
So why do you think I should work for the National Security Agency?
Well, you'd be working on the cutting edge. You'd be exposed to the kind of technology that you wouldn't see anywhere else because we've classified it. Super string theory, chaos math, advanced algorithms.
Code breaking.
Well, that's one aspect of what we do.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is what you do. You guys handle 80% of the intelligence workload. You're 7 times the size of the CIA.
We don't like to brag about that, Will. But you're exactly right. So the way I see it, the question isn't, why should you work for the NSA? The question is, why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't I work for the NSA? It's a tough one. But I'll take a shot. Say I'm working at the NSA and somebody puts a code on my desk, something no one else can break. Maybe I take a shot at it, maybe I break it. And I'm real happy with myself because I did my job well. But maybe that code was the location of some rebel army in North Africa or the Middle East. And once they had that location, they bombed the village where the rebels are hiding. 1,500 people that I never met, never had no problem with, get killed. Now the politicians are saying, oh, send in the Marines to secure the area because they don't give a shit. It won't be their kid over there getting shot, just like it wasn't them when their number got called, because they were all pulling a tour in the National Guard. It'll be some kid from Southie over there taking shrapnel in the ass. He comes back to find that the plant he used to work at got exported to the country he just got back from, and the guy who put the shrapnel in his ass got his old job, because he'll work for 15 cents a day and no bathroom breaks. Meanwhile, he realizes the only reason he was over there in the first place was so that we could install a government that would sell us oil at a good price. And of course, the oil companies use a little skirmish over there to scare up domestic oil prices. A cute little ancillary benefit for them, but it ain't helping my buddy at $2.50 a gallon. They're taking their sweet time bringing the oil back, of course. Maybe they even took the liberty of hiring an alcoholic skipper who likes to drink martinis and fucking play slalom with the icebergs. It ain't too long till he hits one, spills the oil, and kills all the sea life in the North Atlantic. So now my buddy's out of work, he can't afford to drive, so he's walking to the fucking job interviews, which sucks because the shrapnel in his ass is giving him chronic hemorrhoids, and meanwhile he's starving because every time he tries to get a bite to eat, the only blue plate special they're serving is North Atlantic scrod with Quaker State. So what did I think? I'm holding out for something better. I figure, fuck it, while I'm at it, why not just shoot my buddy? Take his job, give it to his sworn enemy, hike up gas prices, bomb a village, club a baby seal, hit the hash pipe, and join the National Guard. I could be elected president.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Shaka. Boom. That was, actually, I don't remember the name of that movie, but Good Will Hunting, featuring Robin Williams. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit going on around that whole thing. For those of you guys just tuning in, this is MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, and the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid, and this is my time now. As we all should know by now, beloved comedian and actor Robin Williams committed suicide on August 11th, or at least he was found on August 11th, should we say. For those of you who don't know who Robin Williams is, he was in Good Morning Vietnam, and he is the voice of Genie in Aladdin. He's also the voice of the guy who's selling all that stuff, who sells the lamp in the beginning. A lot of his work on Aladdin was all improv, which is to say that there was no real script for Genie. A lot of that stuff was just made up on the spot. Love Genie. Love Aladdin. He was Peter Pan in Hook. Another amazing show. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he took his life. And that's really the only way to look at it. However, there are a lot of people that have been, you know, online straight, like, just destroying his character. I know at one point, Zelda Williams, his daughter, which was, you know, she used to have a really, really big Twitter account. She was trolled off of Twitter recently because of people just saying the most ridiculous things. And I was going to go into this article, but there isn't really much about what was said. I'm sure probably because of, you know, it's all very fucked up shit. But just not, never done in good taste, man. Never done in good taste. And this dude looks like just a complete ass clown. In fact, I'll post it in the chat for that anybody who wants to find this person on Twitter can find him on Twitter and just make him feel like shit, because I know that's what you guys are good at. So there he is. Anybody wants to find this daylit asshole, rip him a new one, please, by all means, do. Someone let Royce know. I know Royce seems like he's been going at it to people who's been poking fun at the late, great Mr. Williams. In another turn of news, information, input. So, we just got recently finished reading another article with T.I. talking about it was going to drop a trilogy. And I'm sure it's going to suck. It's absolutely going to just probably be garbage. However, I want to show you guys how trilogy is done. It's just ironic that it worked like this. For those of you who don't know, this is your first time tuning into the show. I'm an avid wrestling fan. Love it. Love WWE. Love it. Love it. Love a lot of the characters that they have on there. And right now, one of my favorites is Bray Wyatt. And once he got introduced into the pot, the WWE melting pot, I jumped on it because I felt as though his monologues were so just out there and so different. You know, I start the show with a Bray Wyatt monologue, as you guys, you know, probably, if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard it, be sure to catch the download. But yeah, I start off with Bray Wyatt. You know, between Bray and I wish CM Punk was still around, you know, those guys would definitely be redefining the WWE right now. And I mean, it's happening. It's happening with Dean Ambrose, and it's happening with Seth Rollins. I'm not really feeling Roman Reigns too much. You know, he's like The Rock without the charisma right now, and they need to work on that. But, you know, Dean, you got Bray, you know, you got Dolph. You got people out there, they're killing it right now. But again, to go back to Bray Wyatt has these monologues that are just amazing. And each one of these three songs that I did uses a Bray Wyatt monologue in them. And I feel like I've ended it. I feel like I'm done with perhaps not so much his monologues, but this little story that I've been telling. It started many, many moons ago with Eater of Worlds. And then after that, I did Follow the Buzzards. And then now, today, I'll be debuting The Pale Horse, Part 3 of my little saga that I got going on, the final chapter. And that's essentially T.I. is how you do a trilogy. So I hope that you're listening, and I hope that you're taking notes, as I'm sure you guys do. Because fuck The Source. For those of you guys who don't know what's going on, what happened with The Source, well, Google it, and you'll know. But I will, Western Echo, that's the best thing ever. Is that Photoshop? Of course it's Photoshop. That was a dumb question. I should be banned from the internet if I was really, is that Photoshopped? That's awesome. It's a little, for those of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about, it's Johnny Five as the Pope. He posted a picture of that in the chat room, and it's really awesome. It would be so awesome if the Pope was a machine. Anyway, I'm digressing. Let's get into it here. So we're going to start. I'm going to play the whole three for you guys right now, starting with the first one, going directly into the second one, and then we're going to jump right into the exclusive, which is the Pale Horseman, and it's gonna have good times, man. So be prepared for a story, because that's what it is. We're telling stories out here. Great stories, magnificent tales, Aesop fables. This is what we're doing. Jack and the Beanstalk, the Mighty Ducks. I actually don't think that the Mighty Ducks was a great story at all. I'm just throwing out letters and names now, buying time until I click the play button. So what we're going to do right now, so we're going to sit all day.
We'll be right back. left of them is chunks of meat stuck to the teeth of the inner world.
I've been away making moves, just getting my paws into position. And all the while I've been focusing on my opposition. No competition, this composition begins the mission. Y'all been talking reckless, unfortunately I had to listen. How you making history when you don't have a pot to piss in? The answer to your question is everyone, that's who I'm dissing. So when I tell you I'm the best, you better stop your bitching. I am master chef in this bitch, so you best get out my kitchen. I am a hot topic, and I ain't going God for them. All these clowns so dumb that I ain't going smart on them. All these niggas so soft that I ain't going hard on them. I pull a Chris Brown on the mic and I just shard on them. Outstanding, incredible, best ever. Some of the words they use when describing my fucking clever. And I know that I am about as smooth as new leather. All you clowns put my name in your mouth and you feel better. I know you're mad cause when your girl see me she gets wetter. I'm playing chess with you fools who literally play checkers. Checkmate, you lose and I'll rule the new school. Fuck TDE. But Kendrick, you cool dude. I'm in a weird mood, I don't know what I should do. Decapitate these jokers or just keep it pushing, leave them rude. Sick of all these gimmicks that these whack-ass rappers try to use.
So go try something else because this hip-hop shit is not for you.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm a rose's thorns. I'm a king, call me Arthur, you gon' get the swords.
Because this region that I'm leading's
only bringing war. You don't want no war with your boy, cause I spit it raw. No, no lube, no condiment,
I will not be gentle. And it will not be over quickly, see I'm fucking mental.
Yeah, I'm cooking for the violent stuff.
I killed my last friends for trying to eat my Cocoa Puffs. And plus I'm always drunk like I was an abusive dad. Beating all my children in the streets because I'm fucking mad.
So now the streets are rage
and I pull out my rollerblades and skate open the circus and only expose the kings that I have slayed.
And not one of you can save the day. I feel the dark side coming out of me and he wants to play.
Okay,
these Omega bars are on the way. So welcome to the jungle. Guns and Roses, also fun and games. All your raps are lame, y'all all sound the same. I'ma slip y'all all a molly until y'all fade away. Hey, and you ain't even know why you waking up in the trunk of a car that's about to blow. Yo, but you ain't even know that I hijacked your tour bus so I can steal the show. And I'ma run right over Mr. Ross, but he's a bigger fellow, so I imagine it might be hard. Never the mind, cause I'm sure to get the job done. I'm the Neo Nas in this bitch, literally God's son. Cause I illuminate the booth, George Washington with the flow. See, I only spit the truth. And there ain't a thing that you can do. I've been the best since day one and always better than you. So you're welcome for a hot track. In case you clowns ain't get the memo, you got it, I'm back.
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! What is he's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
See? I know lots about you. You don't really know anything about me. So let me tell you about me. Let me tell you about how every time I try to dream, when I close my eyes, all I hear is their scream. About my reoccurring nightmare that happens over and over and over again. But never once did I claim to be the savior. Could have not. Matter of fact, the only thing that I live for in this life is to help people who can't help themselves. That's the thing. You can't just whisper them words anymore. You have to scream it until their ears bleed. And that's it. I figured it out. Key to the universe. The only way to truly hurt them in a way. As long as I've been on this world, I have hurt a lot of people. And for this, I am not the least bit sorry. I can't resist.
are no consequences for my action. I have no conscience. I do not heed to the laws of mankind. I do not believe in heaven or hell. I am a monster. Neither am I. The human race is decimated with its lack of fortitude. But there's a pale horse on the horizon.
Extensive purposes, exactly how you do a three-part trilogy. Hands down, palms up. It's a dang thing. Bo show. So, what's next on our agenda? We've played two exclusive joints. I've told you a story. I've made avid fun of both the Oxford Dictionary and T.I. What's next? We delve into the realm of the serious a little bit. Chuck D explains how the U.S. Constitution inspired Public Enemy logo. Public Enemy's Chuck D says that a government document inspired the creation of his group's name. The United States Constitution once considered black people to be three-fifths of a human being, Chuck D says during an interview with Rolling Stone. If this is a public document, obviously we must be the enemy, so that's where the name Public Enemy came from. The group's logo, which features a man in a b-boy stance in the crosshairs of a gun sight, also has political significance. The crosshairs logo symbolized the black man in America. A lot of people thought it was a straight trooper because of the hat, but the hat is one of the ones that Run-DMC wore. The b-boy stance and the silhouette was more like the black man on the target. Public Enemy has also partnered with Arnett Eyewear for a limited edition Public Enemy collection glasses, an image of glassware which feature interchangeable black and white arms featuring the group's logo is below. Yada, 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 coming out with sunglasses. That's really cool. But I thought that, that article was cool because it's always nice to see sunglasses look all right. I mean, it looks like they look like Ray-Bans just with interchangeable arms. But, yeah, man. That's always cool to know how some people come up with their logos. And I brought this article to segue into the Ferguson thing. The Ferguson thing is something that has me in a weird place. And if you don't know about the whole Ferguson, Missouri thing, black kid unarmed, gunned down 6 or 8 times, unarmed, middle of the street. And that's, to me, a dime a dozen. And this is where, if you guys don't follow me on Twitter, you weren't around for the rant that I posted on Twitter. But, you know, I mean, that type of shit, it happens, right? But the first part of this that got me was, it always aggravates me when a cop shoots a black person, unarmed, whatever, for whatever reason, really. It doesn't really matter. And all these jackanapes come out with their signs and their chants and their logos, no justice, no peace, yada, 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 and all this bullshit. They come out to protest this, whoever this officer may be in any of these situations, and they get mad and they claim they want justice and they want this and they want that and they want and they want, they want, they want, but yet let the same shit happen with a black person kill another black person. Don't nobody bust out any protests. Don't nobody come out and show up. You know what I'm saying? What do? You walk around, you say it sucks, you spray paint shit all over the walls in memory of, you know what I'm saying, you post your murals, you got your little vigils, and nobody does nothing for nobody, you know. And then when the cops come around, when the cops come around that do want to do their job, and they say, hey, anybody see anything? Nobody saw shit. Don't nobody say nothing. Everybody's mouths are sealed then, right? But when a cop kills a black person, oh, everybody wants to show up, protest all day, march the streets, yada, yada, yada. All this utter nonsense to me. Now, with that being said, it was quite unsettling to see more instances in the past 2 months alone, I think, of just random black people being shot for no reason. And the one that, you know, I mean, yes, it's sad, but the irony of the whole thing, it made me chuckle, was this black teen, I guess. I think he was a teen. He bought a BB gun, or he had a BB gun in Walmart. One of the customers saw him with the gun that he got from Walmart in Walmart, called the cops. The cops came and shot him down because he had a BB gun, which, by the way, not a real gun. A BB gun, probably unarmed, by the way. I couldn't even, like, read the whole article because it was so just lame. Like, I can't even think. Like, I want to say tragic, but, I mean, it's just lame. Like, how untrained are these officers? They just come in and they're just like, whoa, shoot them. You know, that's, like, really weird to me. And unfortunately, when you really do break down the statistics, that shit does only happen to fucking black people, because there are white people walking around constantly. They have full NRA rallies where they walk around with guns out and not just regular, oh, I got myself a little six shooter here. No, I'm talking about automatic rifles, assault rifles, Uzis, all this shit. They walk around protesting the streets. The cops don't do shit. So to take that for what it is, to had to have taken that for what it is, kind of made me go, damn, that's not cool. Now, did this kid do a whole bunch of funked up shit? Absolutely. He did absolutely go into that store. He did absolutely rob it. He did absolutely, you know what I'm saying, punk the store clerk. And, you know, he did do what he did. Another interesting fact about this story, though, is that the cop that shot him actually knew nothing of that incident. So the police report from him robbing the store and the actual incident are two completely unrelated incidents. The cop told him to get out of the street. I guess he wasn't either A, getting out of the street, or wasn't getting out of the street fast enough. And the cop, you know, and really what it looks like is the cop felt disrespected. And that whole thing transpired from there. And he ended up shooting the guy 8 F off times. So, I mean, as far as that's happening, it didn't bother me as much as it should have at first. It bugs me a little bit more so now. But still, it's just one of those things that I feel like personally, you know, these type of things happen, then you guys want to occupy the streets and you want to go and you want to protest and you want to do all this shit. And my thing has been since day one, you want to make a real difference in something that you do not like. You become a part of the system. Malcolm X and Martin Luther did not just make change by gathering a whole bunch of people protesting and walking the streets up and down. They actually were involved in the politics that were, you know, being implemented, and they helped change that shit from the inside. Yes, the protesting helped. Yes, the signatures helped, but actually being a part of it is what made the actual difference, not just the walking up and down the streets. So if you want to actually do something, you need to occupy some goddamn classrooms, occupy a book, occupy a library, occupy a damn graduation stage, and then get a damn job where you can make a real difference, and then you won't have to go through these stupid things. So that's the first part of this information that really kind of tripped me out that I wanted to talk about. The other part about it was is that the weird aggressiveness of the police officers in this particular incident. I mean, they've been aggressive before, but it was really strange to see. And what really bugged me out more so than anything that had to do with this article was that they did that whole media blackout shit where they were just blatantly going after, you know, news reporters. There's tons of articles, videos, and pictures online, and there's actually that one thing where the Huffington Post and the Washington Post reporters got arrested and detained for no reason, without report, without, you know, any justification or cause. And then there's the other one where I can't remember what was the news people. I want to say Al Jazeera, whatever. I don't know, I'm not going to pretend to know, but the cops came after them with guns and tear gas. And there's actually, you know, there's a video of the one cop telling the one reporter that if he comes back, he'll shoot him. And, I mean, that's not even very cop-like to say in the first place. Like, hey, if you come back here, I'm going to shoot you. Like, wow, that's weird for a cop to say. I mean, not arrest, but shoot? Like, seriously? That's extremely strange. And, I mean, I've never said this before, but I really feel like the cops are getting out of hand. Like, that's insane. I was also watching an article today about, in order to get, like, the equipment and the shit that they had, there's this one vehicle that they were driving around. I don't remember the name of it, but the fact is, it was a vehicle used in the whole Iraq war at one point, and now the police have it. Weird, right? I mean, that's another thing. It's just, there's so much wrong with all of this in this country. It's like the government takes your money, okay, to pay for this war that they got going on. They buy all this shit. Then when the war's over, they have all this shit. And then they go, hey, cops, you want all this shit? And the cops go, absolutely. And then they say, here you go, officers. And that seems wrong to me. And upon watching this news report, TYT, today, they were saying that the form that the police people have to fill out in order to get all of this heavy military grade weapons, is like half of a form, half of one sheet of paper. And then they started comparing that to all of the forms that you have to fill out to do something else in this country. And they're trivial things. Getting an ID, getting a passport, what was the other thing they used? Buying a car, Like, and there was a couple other instances that they used where it was like, in order to get these mundane, trivial, non-lethal things, you have to fill out a shit ton of paperwork. But for the police to get a military-grade vehicle to keep the peace during a riot, during a protest, to keep the peace during a protest, half of a form. That is ridiculous to me. And I mean, it really got out of hand. And I think that's, I mean, and it goes back into this whole, you know, the reason these two things relate like this, the public enemy issue and what I'm talking about right now, is that the biggest letdown of all of it to a lot of people, myself included, was the lack of influential hip-hop head presence, you know, like, that, to me, again, I said it before, I say it 1,000 effing times on the show, that, to me, is the embodiment of hip-hop, you know, like, and that's kind of what Public Enemy stood for, that is what Run DMC stood for, that is what Queen Latifah stood for, that's what a lot of the prominent figures and the founders of, you know, so to speak, founders, hip-hop were about, you know. And now you don't have that anymore. I mean, you know, Nelly and T.I., I guess, went over there and, you know, Nelly started a march and all this shit. But, I mean, to do anything after someone has said, well, what's up, you lose the power. So, yeah, you're doing it now, but it seems like someone had to bring it to your attention that it wasn't being done. I mean, hell, even when the whole Hurricane Katrina thing happened, Kanye West came right out and was like, George Bush doesn't like black people, and that shit, I'm not going to say it opened a lot of eyes, but it definitely opened a lot of dialogue. You know, I mean, it was very clear, George Bush, not give a fuck about niggas, but it opened a lot of dialogue because that shit was said on live television. It needed to be addressed, like, immediately. So, you know, like, I don't think that happened in this case. No one really came out and said anything, you know, except for the regular people, Al Sharpton and all, you know, all these black people. But it's like you're not addressing the real problem. Yeah, you can blame the police all you want, but I mean, you have to make a difference in your own community first. You have to make it a community where that's not okay, because I'll tell you this right now, getting upset and protesting and having the couple knuckleheads that run around causing riots is not doing anything with bringing down the value of your own neighborhood, and it's doing more damage than good. You got to get people in there where it matters, or else you're just wasting time. It's one of those two-way streets where they say, you know, well, if you treat us like animals, then we're going to act like animals. But on the flip side, if you act like an animal, you're going to be treated like an animal. So just because, you know what I'm saying, someone's treating you like one doesn't mean you act like one. I mean, shit, people haven't learned anything from Sun Tzu, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. I mean, those are people who took their lumps with a degree of integrity that didn't cause more outrage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the thing about a protest. Hell, Martin Luther King. Can't use Malcolm X in this particular analogy because he was very much so about whooping ass and taking names, as we all know. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look to the past if you're gonna do shit like this, because getting out there and throwing cocktail Mazel Tovs and burning down establishments, definitely not making the cops go, oh, you know what, we were wrong, guys. We definitely should not have gunned that one black guy down, because look what a whole bunch of them are capable of. They're so peaceful. I mean, you gotta get your people in check. And if you are the peaceful people and you see some violent shit going on, well, you step up and you say, hey, it's not that type of protest, buddy. Calm it down. Go back to your city and do that shit. You don't just stand by and let it happen. So, I mean, for what it's worth, there is a news article that, you know, I think one of the stores that got ransacked, you know, a lot of people from the community went back to that owner and asked how they can help, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want it to be said that, you know, there weren't people out there trying to help fix the damage that was caused. But still, I feel like if you don't address the heart of the matter, you're fucking you guys yelling at the cops saying to do shit. I mean, let's be real. You want to change the way the police institution is run? Become a fucking police officer. Become a detective. Become a chief. Become, whatever the highest ranking member of police is. And then, you know, you can make changes. Become mayor. You can make changes. Become governor. You can make changes. You want to make changes, you work from within while rallying the support from without. You don't just work from without and rally support from without, because you know what you're left with? Fucking nothing, because you're without, you jackasses. But I digress. What do I know? I'm just some crazy dude on internet radio talking a whole bunch of madness, right? Getting sued by the, well, attempted sewage by the source. I don't know. But I tell you what I'm also getting paid. Paid like Peter Jones. So here's paid by Peter Jones.
Shit you wish for. This boy like a pit boy with a red nose and a clip for. When a clip draw your one body was split for. When I get on, any motherfucker disagree with SKE, cause my present is a blessing, so I had to correct it. Resurrecting in this rap shit, so you gotta respect it. Your bullshit gets neglected. I deliver the message. I'm perfecting my word crap. I'm never seeing the exit. Cause I'm getting paid. Catch me in the bar, in the sea, in my lemonade. So fresh, so clean, an outcast, nigga. Do it like me. See, I doubt that, nigga. See, I'm about that, nigga. See, I live it up. Got my drill, mecca for a blast when I fill it up. Catch me in the coupe, like, whoa, with the ceiling up. Middle finger up, how to show you I don't give a fuck. I'm so far gone, they ain't make it yet. Taking shots at SKE, and they ain't famous yet. Better raise your stakes up.
That was paid by Peter Jones. I think there is no better way to wrap the show up and to end such a such a riveting and powerful rant by myself off with then with Miranda Wright's knowledge of self, man. I don't plan these things, dude. It just happens. Why? Because I'm that effing awesome. Goes down like that. I don't know how. I just do it. Hashtag Nike. So here is the last exclusive of the day. Knowledge of Self by Miranda Wrights. W-R-I-T-E-S.
Oh, my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! What is this?
Didn't you get the memo?
Settlement.
thank you guys for tuning in to today's show. That is it. That is it. It's over. It's done. I want to wish you guys a good evening. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. And by Dutch and Royce, I mean Dutch, Royce, Marie, Sean, and friends. It should really be called the Looney Tunes. I don't know. I'm still trying to think of something fun to call them instead of Dutch and Royce. I'm going to start a petition to change the name of the show from Dutch and Royce to something else so that it could be called something fun and appropriate. But hang around because they are coming up next. Once again, I want to thank you guys for listening to today's show. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at It's MTN, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, N as in Nitro, because we are just so damn explosive. And feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/It's MTN. Same letters, same damn explanation. And feel free, if you want to be amused, entertained, and or offended by me personally on Twitter, at Dark Side Rules, DarkSeid. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've heard it before. It's I before E, except after me, because SEID, that is my ID. You guys have a wonderful evening and a great week, and I will see you guys next week. And dear T.I., good sir, kind and gentle sir, simple-minded, moronic idiot as you are, that last song that we just played, that last bit of music that we played, the way that she delivered her lyrics, it sounded quite poetic. Now, if I were to say that the way that she delivered her lyrics sounded quite musical, I'd be an idiot. But the way that she delivered that music was quite poetic. Just the same way that the way Watsky delivers his poems, it sounds quite musical. See, there's a difference between poetic and musical music, and poetic poems, because they're supposed to be that way, sir. Diverse, all over the place. This is the time of the show where I pull T.I. aside and I say, hey, buddy, wrap it up, shut it down, because for you, it is game over.